And this is Coast Community Radio. It's Monday, August 12th, 2019. We have about 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, southwest swells 2 feet at 17 seconds. And today, we're going to be talking more with Columbia River bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan about the Buoy 10 fishery, which is a big recreational fishery on the Columbia right now. Lots and lots of small boats interacting with big, big ships in the ship channel. So we've been talking about that on and off for the past week or so in excerpts from this interview that I've aired here on the Ship Report. And today we're going to talk more about the legalities of being in the ship channel with a small boat and getting in a ship's way. So that'll be in just a minute. We're going to be, in the meantime, talking about who is on the river today, coming and going. 6 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 7 outbounders. Heading downriver and out to sea. We have our first arrival in the river is the Xing Changhai, arriving from China, headed for Rainier's Anchorage. She will pass Astoria, probably did, about 5:30 a.m., arriving in Rainier at the anchorage there south of Longview on the other side of the river, the Oregon side of the Columbia there, by about 9 a.m. The Genius Highway, arriving from Port Hueneme, Subarus. I saw her go by around maybe about half an hour ago. She is arriving, probably going to arrive in Portland around 2:30. Actually, that would be Vancouver, about 2:30 p.m. Subarus go to Vancouver. Toyotas and Hyundais go to Portland. The Caro Padre is arriving from offshore, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's picking up wheat in Vancouver. She will pass Astoria maybe around 12:30 p.m. today and be in Vancouver by about 6:30 p.m. The tug C-SPAN Raider is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the port of Astoria. She'll probably be there by about 8 p.m. And I think what's happening here, since I see that there is a barge at anchor off of Tongue Point, is that this tug has come into the river, probably came in with a barge, handed that barge off to a U.S. flag tug that is taking it upriver and is at the port of Astoria, or will be at the port of Astoria, undergoing customs and other inspections. And then that tug will pick up that barge that is anchored off Tongue Point and take it out to sea. So kind of an interesting handoff that happens fairly regularly here on the river. The Buenaventura is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Longview to the Weyerhaeuser Salt Docks there, industrial salt. Passing Astoria around 9:30 p.m., she could be in Longview by 1 a.m. on Tuesday. The ATB Commitment, arriving from offshore, headed for Portland, probably carrying refined petroleum. Passing Astoria around 10:30 p.m., arriving in Portland around 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Maria headed for Kalama to pick up wheat, left about 4 a.m., probably in Portland about 9 a.m. In Kalama, rather, about 9 a.m. to pick up that wheat. The Nantong K is headed for Vancouver from the Astoria anchorage to pick up wheat, leaving around noon, probably in Vancouver by 6 p.m. The PRT Cajo, the MSXT Athena, the Frontier Leader, the Endurance, and the Serenity C are awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. And at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver, the Medi Newport and the Little Prince. So lots of opportunities if you have a pair of binoculars to look at ships in the anchorage today. And our outbounders, the Porto Leone is leaving Longview carrying wheat at about noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The Global Passion is leaving Portland carrying potash, leaving around noon from the Port of Portland, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Blue Bosporus is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 1 p.m., passing Astoria outbound about 5 hours later around 6 p.m. The Rich Future is leaving Vancouver, heading out around 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7:30. The New Century One is leaving the Port of Portland with Toyotas on board around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The articulated tug and barge rig, the ATB Sound Reliance, is leaving Portland, refined petroleum there, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the New Legacy is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, let's hear more from my interview with Columbia River bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan. We talked. He came into the studio recently to talk about the Buoy 10 fishery, which is always a concern at this time of year for big ships on the river because there are so many small boaters out there enthusiastically salmon fishing. And so we've talked about safety issues. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the legal issues about having a recreational boat in the channel at the same time as a ship.
Really,
I mean, there's also the safety and the courtesy part of this, but also, isn't it really against the law to block the ship channel for a working vessel like that? I mean, if there was something did happen, the liability would be on the small boat, right?
It would. And actually, the sheriffs, Coast Guard, escort us through sometimes. It's part of the rules of the road. They call it Rule 9. It's a make-way rule that, you know, small vessels cannot impede, you know, the path of a ship that needs the channel. And, you know, there are big tickets for that as well.
So we had talked a little bit before about, before our interview here, about the analogy between almost like deer in the road and semis. Can you talk a little bit about that? It might give people a frame of reference who are not boaters but might be out at a boat or
something. Yeah. Well, so from my perspective on a ship, now, these are big ships, right? As I'm going down the channel, which I need to stay in, if there's a boat just sitting right in front of me, it kind of reminds me of that deer or, a pedestrian trying to walk across the road in front of a big semi-truck. You know, most people wouldn't do that because they recognize the semi-truck is really big and can't stop. But they don't quite tie that into the fact that the ship is about the same. It's really big and it can't stop.
So that was Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan talking about some of the legal issues about having boats in the channel with ships. But really, I mean, I think that all of us agree, everyone I've ever talked with about this topic, and I've talked with different pilots over the years, the safety issue is really the big deal, because you can't really win if you're in a small boat against one of those big ships if you get in the way. So people do get really absorbed with fishing. And if they catch a fish while they're in the channel and a ship is coming, usually people seem to live through it. But we don't really have incidents very often of anything like this happening where someone actually is hit by a ship. But the thing that really terrifies me when I think about this is it's a 30-foot propeller behind these vessels. If you ever have a chance in the anchorage to take a pair of binoculars and look, or if you're on a small boat and just go around the stern of one of these ships, the propellers are huge, and they are spinning, and they are creating suction. So if you were in a small boat, say an open 18-foot boat that got near the stern of one of those vessels that was heading out to sea, or even heading inland, oh boy, you know, it could just be really terrifying, even if you got through it without being seriously injured. So the point really is that if you're out there in a small boat, it's kind of incumbent upon you to pay attention to what's happening in the channel. The ship has such a blind spot in front of it. I think this is in my interview with him later. You'll probably hear this later in the week. But there is a huge blind spot in front of these vessels because usually the bridge is at the stern of the ship. So they have the entire mass of the hull in front of them. If you're a small boat that gets down in front there near the bow of the boat, they're just not going to be able to see you. So exercise caution. Remember that probably the ship is moving faster than it seems. There's sort of an optical illusion when you see a ship coming. It looks like it's moving very slowly, and they do slow down in the river, as he said before. But basically, it is in your best interest to just be wary out there. You know, just situational awareness is always so important on the water, but especially here, we have so many forces here, the current, the wind, the weather can change very quickly in that lower part of the river. There are a lot of things to watch at any time of the year. We have all those things, and now we have the interaction between the ships and the boats at this time of year. So lots to keep track of, and I just want you all to be safe out there so you can keep listening to The Ship Report. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe day.